Hello, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the Dairy Skim, High Ground Dairy's bite-sized podcast intended to give the dairy industry some flavor into recent reports or events that can impact global commodity pricing. Today, you are joined by Betty Burning, High Ground's contributing dairy economist, and it has been another busy day here for the team. We posted some updates on highly pathogenic avian influenza on our website, so be sure to check out our blog for more details. And then, of course, we had March's cold storage report, which I will analyze now. And boy, oh boy, one word to describe this report is anticlimactic, and another second one would be ho-hum. So both cheese and butter inventories were neutral to our expectations. Let's talk butter first. Butter inventories built seasonally from February to March by 18.9 million pounds to 317 million pounds, and that is compared to a 14.1 million pound average increase between these 2 months for the five-year average. So 2024's increase really isn't far off that level. March's warehouse levels are the second highest in the last 20 years for the month, but really that's not even that much of a surprise either, given that February's levels were pretty high too. They ranked pretty high in the 20-year data set. And inventories were up for the second month in a row on a yearly basis. So those are the highlights on butter. Let's switch gears to cheese. Cheese numbers have been almost the same for the past 4 years in terms of stocks and March. Today's data was neutral to our expectations, and March 2024's inventories of 1.459 billion pounds were up just 1 million pounds from February, and that's definitely smaller than the five-year average build of 16.7 million pounds. So diving further into the category, American cheese fell month over month and year over year, which is a little bit odd, but not really that surprising either, given the lower production of cheese in January and February and throughout 2024. There's also been the poor prices and smaller milk volume, so we kind of suspect that this is all supply driven. Not as much cheddar has been made in 2024, and the 4.9 million pound drop from February to March was the sharpest drawdown between these 2 months since 2015. CME blocks closed at $1.74 per pound today and are up over 30 cents per pound since the 1st of April. What this tells us is that the market is pricing in these tighter inventories, even if the tighter inventories are likely supply driven. In the other half of the cheese category, other than American cheese, inventories rang in at 634 million pounds, unchanged from the prior year and similar to, you guessed it, the last 4 years, 2021 to 2024. Compared to February, there was a slight increase in warehouse levels of nearly 6 million pounds, but that is a little less than the five-year mean. Really not much to write home about, though. That's what I have for now. Subscribers, watch your inbox for more analysis and be sure to check out our blog for the latest on HPAI. And we are also very excited to see many of you at ADPI in Chicago next week. It's less than a week away now. All right, take care, everyone, and have a great night.
Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in receiving more information as well as our analysis, please visit highgrounddairy.com to request a free 30-day trial today. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.